the right to say,
I'm machzah, I'm machzah. Thank you. What would the Raisa say on a machzah, machzah deal? It's not what will the robe, so it's also Menat Torah. That's the only way you'll be able to understand and say why the Yesh Ovrim always a chumrah. That has to, it begins with the assumption that Kol Kavur Kabachta Machzah is a Din Torah. Or, better way to remember it, that robe doesn't apply in a Kavur situation. If robe doesn't apply, it remains a Sufik Isu. Sufik Isu, the Raisa, so it's a Sufik. And Sufik can't use it. You with us? Then you can understand why, if that suffix d'oraisa, if that's b'chumra, it is then another suffix which makes it into a suffix d'rabbanan, and then another suffix which makes it into a sex fake, you understand why it should be mutter. That's basically Yishitas HaRabbah. Okay? And the Ramachaber, not too impressed with the idea that it's a d'oraisa, it seems. At least that's the way it would seem, and the Shach says so in the name of Machaber, and I called your attention to it, I'll call attention to it again there. Okay, now if we just run too quickly from Zion.
Why would you need three Sfeikos?
Huh?
Why would you need three Sfeikos?
You'll see. Why? Because
the Sfeik is enough to get rid of a Doraisa, so why would you
worry? Hemidu Chachomim Devrayim B'mokam Koris. Right, they said in Yisrael Shem, if you have a baby, a boy, and you want to take him to shul on Shabbos, assuming that you don't like the Erev around while you, right, you can't have anyone take him to shul for Bris on Shabbos, even though it's only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan b'mokem mitzvah should be mutter, but hamidu chachom devrayim. Even the Mokum Koris. So when they made their first takona, they didn't treat it like a drabonon. You'll see. This is it. Behind it all, there's a psychology, and one that we discussed a little bit before when in discussion of Ein Rat Nisu V'Chatchila. Really could evade. All the halachas in Yisrael Heta by using Bittul Berov. If Ein Mat Yisrael Chatchila, as someone says, a Daraisa, it makes better sense. If God said something is also, he wants it to be also. You have a loophole, you found a loophole, that if I throw it in into a big pot, it becomes kosher. So he didn't want to do that. The Rabbanan asked it anyway, you see. But according to many, they hold. And the Rashbo, when he brings down the whole sugi, he speaks of it like a deraisa. And I say the psychology is correct. Psychology, theology. It's just too easy a way to evade the law. My father-in-law's themselves. Unhappiness with time clocks on Shabbos is based upon a concept of Zuvul Shabbos. As what will you not be able to do on Shabbos now that you have time clocks? He didn't know about computers and so on. But could you not run a normal business day on Shabbos, weekday, Shabbos be no distinction? It cannot be. Something's wrong. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shabbos to be different. Yeah. So the Shverki concluded that you have to treat a time clock like a Michal Akum, which isn't bad. It's a bad concept, meaning you're having something done for you. So a Michal Akum is mutter, so you can say a time clock maybe was mutter. Right. Yeah. So that would only be on Trade Rabbonon, etc., etc. And he objected even to a time clock on the lights going on and off. There. He said, but there it's not shy to talk about because it's already nishtarash bechet. It's so well established, you'll be tilting against windmills, nothing. No one's going to listen to you on that one. So that has to be. I had a different svara, by the way, which he never never went to, wanted to accept. But we might saw it, you know, it has to do with sending taxes on Shabbos. So where Shabbos will be is that when you turn on your electricity, you ask the company to provide you with energy. You don't make any electricity. I gave me the idea was Iraq has now electricity 4 hours a day. What if I ordered, you could order from your company, give you not continuous service, but service on demand. Whatever you order, you'll pay for. Today is an easy day. I need only 4 hours of electricity. I can cook in 12 hours, and I'm going away for the day. So why should I have to pay for a continuous supply of electricity? I always looked at the time clock as placing an order with the electric company. Please provide me with electricity from 11 o'clock in the afternoon until 11 o'clock at night. I don't want electricity from 11 o'clock at night till 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going to pay you only for a 12-hour period, not for a 24-hour period. So the time clock is not something you're really doing, turning on, turning off. What you're really asking for is service. And when you say, I want service, I don't want service. So if I go ahead and set my time clock to go on, that's the service I want. When it goes off, it's because I don't want the service. Right? When it goes on, they have to provide the service. I mean, make an allowance for the service to occur. But that's the difference.
According to
the
Rebbe, then would be usher.
According to what?
According to the Rebbe, saying it would be usher.
Be mutter.
Be mutter.
Should be mutter that way. Okay, and we'll pick up again from Zion, Kufyud Zion. Just to refresh your memory, yeah. This is why we missed you last week a little bit. Early Thanksgiving. I told you we didn't learn yet the siman on Ophos. I don't know how your people had a chutzpah to eat turkey before you found out whether it was kosher or not.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch couldn't tell us.
Huh?
Shulchan Aruch couldn't tell us.
No. Oh yeah, it's right in there. Gives all the siman. Right.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, first, you have to know the siman. That's not your fighting chance. That a turkey has all the siman of kosher animals, of kosher birds. That's yeah. And then the question is the konas chachamim is nechal b'masolus. Do you have a masolus on turkey? There's a Bubba Mai say that Columbus discovered the turkey. Turkey is an American bird. That's not true. What we call a fancy biologists call a species. They went ahead and made a very narrow definition. This is turkey and that one is called something else. But show it to a layman, he'll see what they had in Europe was a little turkey, this is a big turkey, and to give it species identity, right, you need to be able to analyze it on taxonomic scheme. But like a balabos identifies birds, that bird was available in Europe as well. So it was Nechol B'Masolus.
In the 1400s?
In the 1100s. In the 900s.
What happened to it?
Same thing that happened to the passenger pigeon. It was hunted to extinction. You read something about American forests in the 1800s, the late 1800s. They speak of branches breaking because of the weight of the pigeons on them. Now one pigeon remained, these passenger pigeons, which were fabulous eating pigeons, because there were so many around, people went around contest how many you could shoot, leave them on the ground for foxes to eat. Okay, Dovo Shehna Boteh Machmas Chashivu, so pick Zion again. Kigan Balechayim Ubel Yechtichu Yiliskabed Davashesh Matirin. These are all those that are not Botel B'shishim Shenesare B'acherim, right? V'necha Alechem Mehem B'shogi Onopa Mayatzmo Liyam Binyan Sheneber Men Olam Hutru Kol Ha'acherim Shonatolun Lomar Ha'isu Holachlo. That's clearly the Rabbanan. There was Shaynacha Machmash Hashivusu. Right? There was Yesh Samatir. Right? It's all classic, the Rabbanans. No one ever said that that Isur imposes Isur on the rest of the mixture. That's the key redefinition of the bitul of davar that's not bottom with Rabbanan. You have to watch the language, right? Davar she yesho matirin atilu be'elef lo bottom. All it says is lo bottom. It doesn't say the asas, all the others. You have to redefine and retranslate the words. The male body you have there, I have a mixture with a double asa there. If I can't eat, because maybe I'll eat the double asa. But any piece that I would take out of there would be a suffix, not a vadai. Not like a min b'shem, a min b'otu b'shishi, with nepach heter liyosisu. Here you have an admixture of Isur v'Heter. The Meile, you can play this game. If Nopal me'atzmo le'yam, right? You can say, I'm not sure anymore the Isur is there. If you're not sure the Isur is there, then the rest becomes Mutu. Because even better than that, a concept of Rabbanan Laud, a concept of Tolin. Tolin Lomar, right? Shaholachlo. Look at the words. Shono Tolin Lomar, he's a holachlo. The Dafkid Shaochel Hanisholo Shtayim Shtayim. Biyachat. Or if there are two pieces of Isur that fill in, as the Shah points out, and you have to eat Dalit Dalit. The monoshach ikir chadeh de teva, aval ochem achas achas osa. Here I don't have a good explanation for you. How does that salve your conscience at this? Right. You should know you're certainly eating something that's muto, and you don't know what you're eating something that's osa. The idea of you sitting down to eat something that's a sopik osa is not good for the soul. But if you eat two pieces, so one is Badayamuto, there's only one piece of Isur in there, right? Then you didn't lechatchila sit down to have dinner with a double a sopik Isur. That seems to be. Therefore, if there are two pieces of Isur fell into the mixture, in order to make sure that your body eating, that you didn't sit down to lunch with a sopik treif, therefore you have to have four pieces you can eat together to make sure that you're not catching those two of these. Just make sure that there's a heter part of the meal. I think how that really salves the conscience, I don't fully understand, but that's how we pass it. Right? Therefore, it follows, Vatilu lochom shtayim shtayim oso liyodem echad lechol eskulam. So again, you'll have there the bada that you ate in Isur. But it's not also, again, that's a strange thing. It's not that everything is also. Really, bitul applies. Midoraisa, bitul is functional here. Is bitul below? Only what then? The Rabbanan came with a chumrah. And then you can go play with the chinuch impact yesterday I ate something that's almost also, right? Today I can eat something that's really also. You didn't like the breach in the Hisrachkus from Dover also. They had kind of Bodel Inchimine. They wanted to maintain that concept of Bodel Inchimine, you stay away from Dover also. And therefore, if there's a Dover Heter there, you want the Isur to ask for the Heter or not. But if you eat it all up, even though Midoraisa is perfectly kosher, because it's Bottle Baro. It's only Midrabonon that's not Bottle. Nevertheless, they didn't allow it. Not a clear understanding of what the Chazal wanted to accomplish, but it seems to be, I think, the best way to learn Pshat is a chinuch approach or slippery slope concern, that if I allow you this, that in your mind there's Esau there, it'll weaken the whole stand against Esau. Next. Dovo sheine botel machos chashivuso. Sheine sare b'achelim. Again, that's the best way to remember is what I told you. It's not that there is here a psak din. This mixture is also. No. The psak din is, in this mixture there's a double also. Therefore, since in this mixture there's a double also, you shouldn't start up with a double also, even misopic. But, if nopo me teruvus hazos, echad l'shnayim acherim, v'nopo min ha-shlosha, echad l'shnayim acherim, hare'elu, the third bitul, is mutorim. Why? Sharei ha'echo shotaruvus ha-rishon botul b'rov. Why? Because I can't say it's a double avuyil iskabit, I can't say it's double yeshavatir, and I don't know what filled in. Therefore, it's only a sopik drabonon. B'mnofa lechem etruvus ha-rishon le'elef, right? Kuvir asurin, no nema botul b'rov. I need that third beetle. Shem yipo min ha-teruvus ha-shniya l'mokam acher, that's ein erosir. The only way you can learn pshat is because they were machmir on the first teruvus. They were machmir kidoraisa, right? Then the second teruvus becomes a sofik rabbanon, right? And therefore, sofik rabbanon also don't want to be matir. Therefore, we get the third one. It's a sex fake, the Rabbanan. That's okay. You with us? Exercise in halachic discipline by the Rabbanan. They wanted the first taruvis, you should treat it as a daraisa. Look. Same he said before. The dafke she isu she nesarev hu bada isu, avol sopik isu she nesarev. The nopal may also taruvis lemokam acher hatruvis hachniya is very shori. So I got already my sex faker going. It's the case that we have later on, a sopik nevela, a sopik shchita. The suffix on the shchita, so it's a suffix nevela. Suffix nevela fell in, and so dova ruil is kabe, whole chicken or whatever, right? It fell into one taruvis. I already have a suffix on the original isur, and now with that isur was nisarev, right? Therefore, he says, then. No, but also taruvus the mokam acher, hatruvus hashni is already shori. Again, the first taruvus is not. And behind it all, if you We'll pick it up later. Behind it all is, I say, a question of Shlo Yezalzel on the original Sufik. Shlo Yikach Mi Akavua. In the case of a Kavua Sufik, of Teshachonio, said, if you tell me that I'd called the publisher's mutter, I'm afraid Zera Shika meant Mi Akavua. And here too, right? If you tell me that the first Tahub is mutter, right? Then I won't believe you that really you're dealing with Isu, that the Sufik the Rabbanon is really a Sufik. They'll treat that as a Kula, and therefore they'll be Mekal on the original Sufik. Therefore, if you're dealing with a Sufik Isu, it's enough to have two Tavubis and only three Tavubis. Yes, Omrim. The Dovah Shesh Shamatirim Ein Lahata Mikor Svek Seker The Tov Lahachmim Lo Letzorach Yacha Shesh Laheta Balav Hachi. That's another concept. Remember Dovah Shesh Shamatirim shouldn't be any more homo than Dovah Shein Lamatirim. Only what's the concept? Why do you want to look for a way out? If it only means waiting a few hours, it's somehow a zilzul in the chomer isu. The mele, once you introduce that concept, then what difference make two sveikas, three sveikas, four sveikas? But you're going with a halachic principle, sex sveikas. Why do you want to use any halachic principle? Wait for a few hours, you want any halachic principle? If he says, and what on chichu is kabed, on the barrier, etc. No, but on that one, a filabella for botel of dovash shematirin, there we won't even be matter the third suffix, because why is be matter anything?
Just wait.
Just wait. If it's a thing that in other words. The true definition of glut, right? That becomes glut kosher. What's the true definition of glut kosher? There never was a shaiva. Once you have to ask a shaiva, it's no longer glut. Right. Glut means I looked at the lung was no shaiva, nothing. Therefore, it's glut. Here too, Dov Shesh Matir is a principle that says you should eat glut whenever possible.
How do we understand the Ran by all three cases? The Ran there by the Dabar Sheish Matirim, we said was only because of the conflict.
Right.
And by the Dabar Sheish Matirim, there wasn't any conflict.
He gave, that's a beautiful story. He gave his story. And that's the reason for it.
So
not Rashi and Beyer says, Asher Nechen Yisut Chen Abed.
Dabar
Sheish
Matirim makes sense by the Ran, but what about all the pieces that we have now with regard to why would there be a distinction between Dabar Sheish Matirim? And all these cases,
none.
Why would these cases be?
Which, here. Going to Ran, we have no problem. Ran holds Dosh Yesh Matirin is not Botel.
Right, no, I'm saying as far as why is there a distinction between that? I mean, all of these seem to be obvious.
No, will the Ran make a distinction between Dosh Yesh Matirin and all Chizik HaRuyah B'Skabed? So, no, of course not. That's only because they hold Ashit Tiskashi. When she's right, the only way you can justify that is like the law finished the last two words, eat the heter. That's only Rashi Shita. Ram went with Hilchus Bittul. Hilchus Bittul should make no difference. Okay, here you have the case that really, like the more. Refers to when he says, if it started off as a Sufik Isu, I don't need two Tarubis, one Tarubis is enough. Sufik Trefa, Shenesare Bacheros, Kulan Asuros, Achi Behetek, De Levatel Isu. Right? Imhu, Midvora Hamas Batlin. If Bittul would apply, namely, Sarchicho Yeriskabed, etc., etc. Right? Shekivan, Shesufik Arishan, Hoye Begufo, Ein la tiro misofik misfek sveika. In other words, why should one tarubis be sufficient? Even before the Rambam says, oh, for saddle for the sofik, so I don't need three, two tarubis enough. He says, why do you need two tarubis? Why not one? I get my sveik sveika on one. It's a sofik isu. It gets mixed up. I take one out, sofik whether it's kosher or treif, it's a sveik sveik. So why not? That's what he says. The din of sofik treifa, right? Even sofik harishon hoya begufo ein latira mi sveik sveika. The shach, look at the shach. Okay, I'm going to pick up the shach samach aleph. What do you mean suffix and shach begufo? Why does that change? That says begufo, not begufo. Come on, look at the abbreviations. The lo domi lebeis tarubos. In a double tarubis, fell into one, or fell into the other. You're dealing with a sveik sveika. That tarubis habeis muto mitam sveik sveika. Why? Moshe gesanem simkot mentes. The hosam asofik erishon lohoye begufo, rak betarubis. Asha enken kan, the asofik erishon hoye begufo. Kapkos latur, rashbo, shaposki. The only way you can have shot in this thing. When a psak is given, the sopik disappears. I have a sopik trefer. So I ask a rov a shaila. He says, I can't be matter it. I don't see to be much of it. It's a suffix in my mind. Therefore, I have no choice. Suffix is surah al-khumra, right? Therefore, I have to ask it. Once you do that, that's no longer a suffix. As vada yasa. That's the approach it is. In taruvis, that's not a suffix the group was mean. Taruvis is a probability issue. That doesn't change. I never made a psak din that said ov matreif. All I said, I want you to know, I can't be matarit, there's a mixture here of Isra and Heter. But when I say the sofik out of chicken, whether it's kosher or treif, and I say I can't be matar the chicken, I declare the chicken also. So the Isra is the Isra begufo. Therefore, that's not looked upon the sofik anymore. It falls into one taru, it's only one sofik. That's the key. I don't want to say it as clearly as that, but that's the only hesba you can figure out. Okay? Again. When there's a suffix, the gufo, there's no such thing. Okay, we'll say it out loud. No such thing as suffix in halacha. Period. We can't live under a cloud of sakers. You gotta make up your mind. Kosher or treif. When there's a taruvis, there's nothing here that questions my mind. So let me see, there's vadai and isur here, there's vadai heter there. What shall I do? So yeah, I can go with halachas, called the Porsche Mubica Porsche, etc. That's the chilik in Iso Megufo. Means I asked the chicken. I said the chicken is slave. If I can't find a heter, then it's slave. It's a something in my mind whether nishkat rubo or not. I just don't know how to measure. Oh, I do know how to measure, but I don't have the equipment. I would need a few $100,000 of equipment, right, to be able to measure the diameter and then how much of it was cut using a laser beam, that type of laser equipment, etc., etc. Therefore, I have to declare the animal in the veil. It was not nishchat rubo in my mind. Then, if I have no choice, to ask it. Okay. But when there is tahumis, there's always a suffix. Get lost in the Shach. I want to finish off our Yodei section. Shach asked a nice question. Why does he need the Tam, this distinction, Sufik Begufo or not, before the Bechaba said any three Tarubis? So even if it's not a Sufik Begufo, he also asked it. So why do you need the Sufik Begufo to say that the Sveikin needs only one, does, is not adequate with one Tarubis? You said it before already, because certainly when you had two Tarubis, it was no longer Sufik Begufo. Yet you said you needed a third Tarubis in order to be Matzavit. So why do you have to give an explanation? Because if it's a Sufik Begufo, it's also because there's all three Tarubis. Shach gets lost like Hash on the Mechaber. Look at the Ramah. Yesh Omrim. Here's what I mentioned to you before. Hatam da also hold a sotek hu iso da reise. The muchal lema old sotek shen kan iso rakshe de sarabacherim. Yeto lo mikhe sex fake of the also. Aval mhoyu base fakeos. Mhoyu kan iso klau. We know the base has sekos beyachad. Matir is sek seket b'chol mokro matir lebisa the reise the gufo shalisa. Matir lo hoye lo cheskas isu kan ov shebacheskas isu omedes v'nizbar o nishmat gapo sopet mechayim o lacha shchita. In Tim Salon Mechaim, Shema Lo Nokva Hareya, Yesh Lahatra Mikor Svek Sveke, Afabi Shesh Lebara De Bdika Sareya, Ein Lochush. What's the most saying? If there's a suffix, the gufo shalisu, suffix where the animal, where the bird, the chicken was kosher atchev, right? And then the chicken disappeared. I don't know where it disappeared, whether it fell into this tarubis of the chickens or was taken elsewhere. I didn't see where it happened to. If I saw, I say, iso holachlo. I can't say Issa Holachlo because I didn't see anything go away. And now I have a suffix. Was there a taruvus of this suffix? But that's a classic svek svek, certainly a matter, even though it's gufo shalisa. That's why behind it all, as I told you, is always there seems to be the concern, if I'll be maker, I'll go back to the original taruvus and be matter the original taruvus too. Yikach mila kavua, so called, which is the rosh that the Rashba uses. Zeh Hashem Yikach Mila Kavua, in the case of the Kol Kavua, where we ask the here too, if there is a declaration of Bada Yisu, and then allow the Tarubis, I'm afraid that you will be Mekel on the original Yisu. Therefore he says, if however there's a suffix whether the original Yisu is here or not, then as though originally you can go back to. And I'm afraid you go back to the original Shaila and be Mekel on the Shaila. There's no original Shaila anymore because it's no longer here. Then we go with a regular Svek Sveker also. says it up. Atilu Hoylo Cheskas Isur, like the guy in Ov Shebe Cheskas Isur Ome. Here's the example. The Behemme Bechaya Becheskas Isur Omedes. As an Isur, Rashi says Eder Melachai, or Isur Teisa says Eino Zavucha. It's a love Eino Zavuach. So it's a Cheskas Isur, right? And the Shaila is now, he says, Gapo, don't fully understand exactly what it is, which part of it, but anyway, the Shaila is that a bone was broken someplace in the, most likely the rib, not the, I can't imagine, it's the spinal column, but one of the ribs is broken, and because the rib is broken, there's always a shaila whether the broken rib penetrated the lung. Shaila is, however, when did the rib break? Did it break mechayim, when they take the chickens and throw them into the boxes, which is an isur d'oraisa of tzar bal chayim? Or did it happen when they're flicking the machine? This is where all the shaylos really happen. The machine, they use a, you see how they flick chickens? A big machine, runs high speed, has rubber fingers. When you hold the chicken against it, the rubber fingers rip off. And sometimes it grabs the chicken and rips off a leg. If you buy Empire chickens, you sometimes get a label on there from the company, parts missing, like a wing will be missing, a leg will be missing. That happens at the flicking machine. And if it broke at the flicking machine, the animal is nishchata, I don't care whatever damage the rib did. But it could be that the rib was broken mechayim. That is a shaila of nikav hareya, right? If you have such a shaila, right, there you have a sfek sfeke, sfek whether it was broken Mechayim or Lachamisa. Suffolk, whether even though it was broken, Mechayim, whether it been Menakev, whether it made a Nekev in the Veya. That's six acre works. I don't need a third sake. So if Nishbara or Nishma Dapo, Suffolk Mechayim or Lachashrita, the Nun Saloma Mechayim, Shemelon Nikvareya, Yeshahatim because six acre, Afapish Yeshubara are they Blikas Areya, right? Ain't Lochosh. That, by the way, I would like to see. I'd like to see that done. Yeshua Bara says, you're not to try to examine the lung of the chicken to see where the hole is. I can't imagine anybody being able to, without a really fancy dissecting microscope, to be able to determine whether there's a nekev in the reya of a chicken. A naked levee of an animal are very simple. I blow it up. I put in a little metal tube into the trachea. But I blow. And I pull it up with air, or nowadays compressed air, right, from a tank, right? And then you hold it underwater like a flat tire. And you see where the air bubbles up or not. That's how you're breathing. That's a bdikas areya. I call bdikas chutz, when the lung is outside the body. Right, so you can check. You couldn't do that with a chicken lung. It's just this size, even to cannulate the lung would be a technical skill. Be able to insert a tube into the windpipe leading to the lung to be able to determine whether there's a nekev in the vein. But he says, you don't have to. You can be somech on sex sake, you don't have to be bodik. Which is itself a bit of a shaila in my mind, since we have a klal in Isur v'Heter called Musa de'Epshe Levurim Mevarinan. If you really could, you really should. You don't go with chazokis and rov when you can be mevara empirically, the facts. last halacha. Reyes Trefa Shenimtzes Ben Reyes Sheros Omar HaBodek Shiedea Ba'oso Sirche Ubishkogan Esar Ba'oso Reyes Trefa Menak Sheros Rahosa Bikavosin Ebuvia HaKavosin Mutorin. I don't know why the Mechaber has to tell us that. He's trying to tell us something, but I don't know what chidush the Mechaber is trying to say. What's the case? A bodeg gets a whole bunch of lungs to be bodeg. Nowadays, they put a tag on the lung with a number, and that number corresponds to a tag on the animal, so that when you find out if the lung turns out to be a trefa, then you go back to the animal and pull it off the line. Right. So here, they use a tag system, a number system, but the tefiah say it. Right. He says, I recognize this sirche, right? I know which animal it came from. Right? Even though now this lung is mixed up with other lungs, and you make a suffix on all the lungs, on which animal it came from. If there's no suffix, if the kavosim are not birvuvia, then what? So why is he telling us that? That you can be somech on the tviyasayin of a shochet, of a bodeg, even though he didn't have a nice number system. But he says, no, I recognize this lung, and I know which sheep it came from. Yeah, you can be somech on it. Why is he tell us that, except for the fact that after being machmir so much on suffix, right, so he sort of wants to get out this one. He shouldn't include this in a chumur of sveikis, that because there was no simen on the lung, a simen on the animal, that it's enough for the sign of the bodek to say that this animal had this lung, and therefore there's no shaila on all the others. Okay, we just skip the kufiyat aleph. We'll finish off kufiyat aleph mitzvashem, and then we'll. I thought that we had talk about chazora and the work on the shach. First simon, the first seif, is the classic Gemara Psochet of kupos shatrume, shalchulin, two on a top shelf, two on a bottom shelf, right? One fell into the other, right? Which fell into which? We're told in that the trume fell into the trume and the chul into the chul. Shtei kideros, achas shel heter v'achas shel isur, ulefon av shtei chatichos. Right. In hachaticha he may use the rabbanon. Kigan, shemlo shel gid, benofu eilu shel chelu, mutorin. Shonu tolin, lomar ha'isa, nofala socha isa, reta socha heta. Two principles are involved here. The first, the classic, the suffix, the rabbanon, right? The whole issue was the rabbanon. Shaila, whether it fell into this part or into that part. Therefore, both parts are mutal. The end result is if tolin, that the issue fell into the issue, right? Because the shaila, did the issue fall into the heter? Since it's a suffix, the rabbanon, so the rabbanon will cool it. That's simple. There's a second part which I think is equally important. That's the principle of Achzuki Surah Lo Machzikina. Take the other view. If you would say that the Isur fell into the Heter, I would ask you, on what basis you made such a statement? Why would you assume the Isur fell into the Heter? The Heter has a Cheskas Heter. I know what the Heter is. It's identifiable. The Cheskas Heter says, Achzuki Isur Lo Machzikina, and I don't assume that anything broke the Cheskas Heter of the Heter. That, I think, is a sharper, better explanation than just to say, well, it's a Safik Rabbanan, it's a Rabbanan Lukul. It's not just a Safik Rabbanan. That Safik has to break a Cheskas Heter of the part that is Heter. I say, on what basis are you going to take away the Heter status of this part? Achzuki Surah Lo Machzikina. Okay, you see, that Heter, you see, will stand us in better stead than just say Safik Rabbanan Lukul. Vapilu in my heter shabikde rain a robber or shall of her rain a din im lo hoye can elegde rachas or boss or shooter when up about achas me ilu ashte achtichos when you do a ezehi on the total shall heter no for a pillow ain heter robber le isuze. Not because of Bittul Barov, he says, Eina Robber. But I assume, again, use my Hezbollah as better, the Cheskas Heter of this part wasn't broken by a Sufik, maybe Isur fell into it. Because the Sufik is not a Chazoke, Achzuki Isur Lo Machzikina, it's not a Chazoke that will happen. Therefore, the Cheskas Heter remains. Oh, in Bohoyu Kanel Achdicha Achas Me Isur, the Rabbanan, the Yeshte Kderos Achashol Heter, Bachashaviso, Veni Dura is an opera, Gambazu, Tolu Lahokil. Okay? In other words, it's not because Tolu meaning I have to give me a clean picture. What happened? No, it's very easy. Isur fell into Isur, Heter fell into Heter. He says, no. I have only one double also, but also with Rabbanan. And Shail is, where did it fall? I say it fell into the double also, not into double heter. Right. Here, it's not because you're sort of cleaning up the act. Here, you're saying, what? The stomach most likely likes, what to go, Holek Olev Achamino, they go to his own kind, if Isur fell into Isur, and no. The key to the basis of the psak is, they said, the Cheskas Heter of the pot. And the Cheskas Heter of the pot, a suffix, whether it fell in or not, and it's a suffix, the Rabbanon, right? Therefore, we're matir. Bamed v'ram amurim, there's one more drop. She told in the cholelu lahokel, afilu ein aheter roba leisur, she ein isur gam kein roba leheter, avon ein isur roba leheter ein tolu lahokel. He ruined everything. Right. The same suffix is whether it's a big piece or a small piece. If a big piece of Isur is missing, right? But in other words, it's the Isur or the Heter that fell in. I say, but if the Isur is much larger than the Heter, then we're not makel. Not the Sfar I gave because of Cheskas Heter. It should make any difference on the size. Or the simple case of Sofik Rabban and Lukul, it should make any difference on the size. I'm not passing Beetle here. I'm asking him probability. I say, well, since it's probable one way or the other way, Safik Rabbanan Lukul. These are all Takonas Chachamim. That's a problem. Starting with the Kol Kavua, starting actually with Yerul Iskabe, etc. But once I got through with that, the admixture, the bitulim from Sanim of Kol Kavua and the Halacha of Tolin, these are all Takonas Chacham. But that's how we pass it. We pass it that way in Halacha. Okay, let's stop here. Mitchum, finish off tomorrow. Next day we'll finish off and then start back a little Chazorah and the Shachar.